بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and enable us to render gratitude and shukr for the blessings, and to enable us to use it in His obedience in a manner that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He must enable us also and give us the tawfiq to abstain from using the blessings of Allah in a manner that we displease Him. In other words, we must not abuse the blessings of Allah. Respected friends and brothers, there's a hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which is very, very applicable to us in this day and age, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fitanan ka qita'i al-layl al-muzlim, that there are going to be a lot of trials and tribulations. There's going to be a lot of evils that are going to come about in the future. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about his time. And they are going to be like the layers of darkness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says one of the things is going to be this, yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira, that in the morning a person is going to be a believer and at night he is going to be a disbeliever. Something is going to happen and he's going to change. And he says wa yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran, or at night he is going to be a believer but by the morning he will become a disbeliever. In other words, there will be just a sudden change. Now that's a very scary thing, my respected friends and brothers, because when a person dies, when he leaves this dunya, there's nothing more precious and valuable for him than this, that he dies on iman. Now somewhere along the line, the man does not even know he has lost his deen. He does not know what he done. He caused it somewhere along the line, still acting like a Muslim, still dressing like a Muslim, still having a mu'min name, still going for umrah, hajj and ziyarat and whatever it might be. But the iman is gone from his heart. And on the day when his ruh is leaving him, then the reality comes and says, your iman was artificial. You don't even have the kalima in your heart. So there are some fitnas, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that are going to come before qiyamah. And they are going to take away the iman of a person. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ عَرْضًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا أَوْ بِعَرْضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that he will actually sell his entire deen away for a paltry sum of the world. That means if he has to sacrifice and compromise his religion, his deen, just to get some worldly benefit, he will do it. So my respected friends and brothers, that is the hadith that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about. And there's another hadith linked to this. He says that a person who holds on to his iman at that time, kalqabid al jamar, that is, he is one who is holding a burning coal in his hand. We can't hold a burning coal in our hand. Even when we are making our brides and we have to move the charcoal this way and that way, we'll get the tongs and we'll move it. Till today we haven't seen a fellow brave coming and opening up and arranging all the burning coals with his hand for this few seconds. So this shows how difficult it's going to be in the light of this fitnas that a person will have in as far as keeping his deen, staying steadfast on the deen, having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weathering all the tests that are going to come his way. It is something scary, my respected friends and brothers. So before we look at what are the things we should be doing so that we don't get caught in this flood of the fitnas, we ask ourselves that what could be the reasons, why is this thing coming about? And really, on every front, my respected friends and brothers, a person is going to see that he is one way or the other challenged and tested and confronted with such a difficulty, whether it is on his dini front, matters relating to the deen from time to time, people are going to start questioning. They're going to resort to what is called intellectual apostasy. In their mind, they've already reneged from the deen. In their mind, they've already made their mind up something that this thing about the deen doesn't make sense to me. This aspect about Allah Ta'ala being all-forgiving doesn't make sense to me, na'udhu billah. People have actually questioned They say, where is Allah? I'm just repeating it, Allah save us. But just to say where we are at this point in time. That they are, why is Allah allowing so much of suffering here, there and there and wherever it might be? And is there even an Allah in the first place? And if He is there, then where is His forgiveness and where is His mercy and so forth? Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. Allah save us. So this is the religious front which we can say, where people are actually questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on a lot of other things. Then, my respected friends and brothers, it might be on the economic front when things are on a down and people are in difficulty. We're finding, you know, for example, the starvation and the economies of the countries are down and people are dying with hunger and whatever it might be. So people start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. When it is on a political front, we don't even talk about political things there from the masjid. Because many times we don't know what to say. I always remember the words of our learned elder, Hazrat Maulana Bamji, Abu Bakr Bamji, rahmatullah alayh. He says, we don't know anymore if we are going to open our mouth afterwards it's something else. Because the way the media has muddled everything up. So if we want to say anything from the mimbar on current matters and current affairs of this country bombing that country and that country are supporting that country, we better know what we are saying. So Maulana used to say, we don't know anymore, which was right. But this shows how our whole deen and how on the political side, how we are being challenged. Whether it's on the social front, whether it's on the morality front, there are so many challenges, my respected friends and brothers. We all know, in whichever way it might be, you watch the news, you hear something, you see things happening. So, my brothers, the causes are many, but we reduce it to four D's. The first D, starting with the letter D, is people have now got doubts because the iman hasn't been strong enough. That's why it's so important an effort be made on iman regularly. When the brothers stand up and say, our iman is the most important, give your names and go and strengthen your iman, there's a reason for that. Because if the iman is not strong, then any Tom, Dick and Harry will come and just shake us like this and our iman will be challenged and we'll start having doubts. And if a person dies on doubt, he has died on kufr. Allah Ta'ala save us. So don't die on doubt. Be sure. Have your iman strengthened and strong at all times. And make an effort all the time. The nature of iman, we know, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqusu iman. It goes up and down sometimes the level. Then my respected friends and brothers, the second thing is with regard to distortions that are put in front of people. Distortions that come from the disbelievers. And today we know that the media is so exposed, and everybody got something to say about something on the deen. And they distort so many things. So many things are taken out of line and out of context. People get confused. They don't know what is happening here now. So the doubts are planted there, my respected brothers. There are distortions that are put. And sometimes distortions are put by the ignorant mu'mineen also, or by design or by ignorance. They say such things, the way they distort tafsir and ayat of Quran and hadith, and they make people believe differently. Dangerous. And then, my brothers, the other one is desires, also with a D. That when people are so overwhelmed with the idea of fulfilling their desires about their egos, about what they want to do, as we say, khahishat, nafsani, nafsaniyat, then, my respected friends and brothers, at that time, they are not going to look left, right, and center. They are going to do whatever they want to do. They don't care what is halal, what is haram, what is park, what is napak, what the alim said, what the shaitan said, nothing. We're going to do what we want to do, my respected friends and brothers. So there's a third thing, that a person is now a slave of his desires. And then, my brothers, the fourth one is what we can refer to as desensitization. But big word, I don't use words like that here, but desensitization simply means that people's hearts have now become uncaring with regard to what is right, what is wrong, what is halal and haram, and even what is happening on the front. You know, if we look at the media, whether it's your print media or visual media, audio media, 16 people killed in a bomb blast there, 45 people killed there, that one murdered that one threw paraffin over that one stole from that one, cash in transit, you know, heist that take place on the regular. See, okay, this happened. Like, we have become desensitized to all the evils that are taking place. And this, my respected friends and brothers, creates such a, you know, carelessness and heedlessness in a person's mind that at that time he can't be cared anymore. What the deen says, what the sharia says, whatever it might be, his heart is now closed. That it is okay. D Desensitized means sab kar rahe hai, chalta rehta hai, it's okay, everybody is doing it. Why are you telling us it's wrong? You know, so it's okay. Nothing wrong. So these are the four things that we have to worry about. Now, my brothers, the Sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the deen, Allah has given us a very precious deen. And He has also made it so that in this deen, He has taught us and given us various things which will be a cause of protecting our deen. Allah has not just left us like that. In the Quran, in the Hadith, we have regularly been alerted. Our attention has been brought to aspect that this, you watch out. This can challenge your iman. This is going to leave a bad impact on your heart. This is going to have whatever consequences. There are lots of examples that we can give. But what we need to know, my brothers, before we come to what should we be doing, is we must know that we are vulnerable. Our hearts are vulnerable. There is no guarantee, like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when that heart can just flip around. We read the stories of the awliya-i kiram, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were on their deathbed, they were still having a struggle with shaitan. Shaitan was trying to steal their iman. And shaitan is telling them, you know what, you got away. And Abu Zurug is saying, it is said about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, most probably, that he's saying, not yet, not yet. He was in a stupor of death now. And when he came out of that for a little while, people asked him, what are you saying, not yet, not yet? He said, shaitan is saying, you got away, you got away. And we have heard the story about other awliya also. So at that time, he's saying, not yet, I didn't get away. In other words, they, even at that time, when they're about to cross over in the last moment, they didn't take it for granted that, okay, you know, I'm sorted out. So no one must ever think that I will never slip. No one must think that his children will never slip. We have to make so much effort on our children's deen, on their iman, on their akhlaq. They go out, forget they go out today, all the things are coming in the house and changing their minds. There was a time which was worrying, how are you going to send a child to, you know, out of the town, he's going to go in the city, he's going to be exposed to so many things, we give them 101 nasihat. Don't work now, my brothers. That all what we were worried about is going to happen in the city is happening right in our Plaza Japi town, right in the bedroom where we are living, in the form of whatever social media the child is exposed to. So, my brothers, we are vulnerable. We have to be very, very careful. The heart. It is said, Qalbu ibn Adam. The heart of Ibn Adam is more, it jumps much more than a pot that has been placed on a fire and that pot that is boiling. In other words, anything can come and make the heart flutter and make the heart doubtful and confuse the heart. So the heart is like that. That is what has been described with regard to the heart of man. In another place, it is said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبِ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِ, that the heart has been called qalb. You know, in Arabic, the word qalb, one is heart. But another meaning of qalb is change. Qalb. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلِ, Allah Ta'ala changes the day and the night. So because the heart changes so much, that's why it's called the heart. The another name of heart is called fu'ad. So يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّارِ. So Allah says, how the day and the night changes, that is why the heart changes so much. And He says, مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ كَرِّيشِ عَلَىٰ أَصْلِ الشَّجَرِ, that the example of the heart is like a feather at the trunk of a tree. And what happens is that when the wind blows, يُقَلِّبُ الْرِيحِ ظَهْرًا وَبَطَنًا, that it turns left and right. When the leaf or a feather is lying at the bottom of a tree, and when the wind blows, what happens? It just gets carried away. It gets turned this way. It gets turned that way. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the fitnas, the winds of fitna, the floods of evil are going to come and they are going to make a mark and they are going to affect the hearts of the people. And people have to be very careful with regard to how strong their hearts are, how firm it is, how steadfast it is. So we don't take it for granted that I'm all right. I'm kamai gelo. I got no problem. I won't. Shaitan won't leave us, nafs won't leave us, the environment won't leave us. So many people will say so many things around us. Nobody will leave us. So the heart has to be very strong. So my respected friends and brothers, in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain aspects with regard to remaining steadfast. And the first of that is the Quran itself. As long as we remain stuck to the Quran, in every way and in any way, You know, mustn't only think the Quran was in the madrasa. I always tell the children that also, that, you know, it's a Monday to Friday subject, morning, weekends, no Quran. Teach that to our children also. Holidays, no Quran, no. Every day we read the Quran, we improve the Quran, we listen to the Quran. There are so many beautiful qiraats, whatever, in whichever way it might be. Stay stuck to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَقَالَ لِذَا كَفَرُوا لُولَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. The kuffar said, you know, why does the whole Quran does not come down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ لِنِثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah says, that is, in this way, we want to strengthen your heart through the Quran. Through the Quran. وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. And we send it down gradually. So continuously, my brothers, don't leave the Quran. Don't think I learned Quran, I forgot how to read Quran. Don't think my Quran reading is not good. No one is Sheikh Abdul Basit here. He passed away a long time, my brothers, king of Qiraat. There are lots of other Qaris, Sudais and Shuraim. Allah give them long life. We must read according to our ability and stay stuck to the Quran, whatever we are doing. Number one. Then, my respected friends and brothers, second one. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the believers steadfast on the word of steadfast. Bil qawli thabite. What is qawli thabite? Qawli thabit is the kalima. So what this ayat of the Quran is telling us, that Allah will keep you steadfast on the kalima. For who? For the believers. So what is the kalima? When we have recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then we have given a pledge to ourselves and to Allah ta'ala of strict adherence to fulfilling the Sharia. Simple words. No sense a person just says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and then he still wants to do his own thing. That's why, you know, some people say that the way some Muslims carry on, they say they're Muslims, but they're doing everything else that is wrong. So we also don't mind reading the kalima and still carrying on our own lives. No. So be steadfast on the kalima, that means on the Sharia, and that in turn will keep you steadfast. And where will this thing help you? In this world. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this world, you won't get fluttered and shaken around like that leaf. In this dunya, inshallah, you will always stick to your deen. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. When a person is in his qabr, the hadith informs us very, very explicitly that you're going to be questioned at that time. And munkar and nakir come in question. Each one. Really, my brothers, we can write on a paper and go in our qabr. We're not going to have the answers there. It is this kalima that is going to come at that time. And at that time, my brothers, we will only remain steadfast on the kalima, give it the proper answers, if you were steadfast on the deen, yeah. The third one, my respected friends and brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention in the Quran al-Kareem is, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. Allah says, we have given you lots of stories in the Quran about the previous prophets. Lots of accounts. Those are not fairy tales. Those are not, you know, some mythical stories for entertainment. We must read those stories. We must relate those stories. We must know about the stories. Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why? مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. It is going to strengthen and keep your heart firm and steadfast. Tell the children these stories. Sometimes people say, you're talking of long time ago's things. We ought to know of now's things. Long times ago's things, if you reflect on it, inshallah, it will help. Allah Ta'ala is saying, it will keep your heart very, very steadfast. The fourth thing, we're talking very briefly through each one, my respected friends and brothers, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that make a lot of dhikr. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That, oh believers, when you are faced with the enemy on that side, now your enemy cannot be the Quraysh of Makkah or anybody else for that matter, shaitan, it can be some test or some challenge. Somebody wants to test our iman at that time. We don't know what it is. فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make a lot of zikr. Make zikr something that our tongue is all times involved in. The name of Allah, Durush Sharif, the third kalima. On 15th of Shaban, we said there are so many different zikrs we can make. Not 15th of Shaban, every Shaban, my brothers. Every month, all the minute, every hour of the day, keep the tongue going in the zikr of Allah. Allah will be there for us. Dua. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra. Oh, our Rabb, cover us in sabr. Wa thabbit aqdamana. And keep our feet steadfast and firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So dua is another thing. You know, sometimes we hear this thing, what is going to happen? That is happening there, and that's how they're doing there. They're planning and campaigning. That's why Allah Ta'ala taught us this dua in the Quran. What? رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And another one, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed by Allah Ta'ala to say this. Say to them, this is my straight path. What is Sirat al-Mustaqim? What is my straight path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's saying my straight. It means his entire way of life, what you and I commonly refer to as the Sunnah. Don't leave the Sunnah in whichever way it might be. Adhere to the Sunnah in our actions, in our deeds, in our speech, whatever it might be, my respected friends and brothers. And وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, follow the path of those who have turned to me. So turn to the awliya, turn to the people who, you can see these people have now turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are pious people, these are people of principle, these are people of deen, they are so conscious about their religion. Don't get caught, you find a lot of these guys coming around, you know, Allah protect us. But they can steal our iman just by the attire that they are wearing, by the flowery, sweet talk that they can say. They can just spin our iman and our heart away. So these are the things, these are Quranic principles that inshallah will keep us steadfast.